Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Very interesting interview with Marika Tusa. The book, again, is The Colder War. You need to get that to get a background as to what's going on. There's all kinds of ominous signs we see in the financial markets, as well as the legislation that was passed as part of the Boehner budget betrayal, I should call it. We're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231 if you have any comments about that. I also wanted to go over some of the news that's been happening. We've got a couple of big trials, one that's not going to happen, another one that we are going to have a verdict coming out soon. We have reported from antiwar.com that the U.S. Army today has announced that it is going to cancel a two-day pretrial hearing at Guantanamo Bay that's related to the FBI infiltration of defense teams for detainees. They provided no reason for the cancellation. Now, the interesting thing about this is that we learned that the FBI had infiltrated the defense teams of five different detainees, and what they were doing was collecting intelligence and essentially spying on the defense teams. So they put spies inside the defense teams, reporting back presumably to the prosecution as to how these guys were going to defend their clients. And they say the new hearing was supposed to explore what other efforts the FBI had launched, but it seems now that that's not going to happen. Now, we also have a report up on InfoWars.com. Political prisoner Barrett Brown to be sentenced tomorrow. And this is why the results matter to freedom in America. You need to read this article. It's from Liberty Blitzkrieg. And he points out the feds went after Barrett Brown in the same way they went after Aaron Schwartz, that they say led to the suicide of a latter. I'm not so sure that it was a suicide. We see this always being called suicide. Nevertheless, they came out with a bunch of trumped-up charges, they say, including that of copying and pasting a link. There you go. See, it's a crime to even link to something, and that was the key thing. They say that charge was later dropped, but they're still threatening him with 105 years in jail. He's now served over 2 years in a federal penitentiary without bail, and his sentencing is tomorrow. He still faces 10 years in jail for exposing the shady relationship between intelligence contractors and the U.S. government. That's how bad things have gotten. And they point out here, they said, all of this makes sense only if you understand what Barrett Brown did. He spent the beginning of 2011 advocating for the effectiveness of Anonymous as a force that could bring transparency to institutions and to government through digital protests. But that's the last thing we want in America, isn't it? Transparency. We don't get transparency even from our local government officials. They're all acting as if they're part of the CIA, as if they're all James Bond. And you know, they also think they've got a license to kill. That's exactly what the mother of the 12-year-old who was murdered by the cops as he was holding a BB gun. And you can see the video footage. He doesn't give him a chance. He's not doing anything threatening to anyone. He pulls up, jumps. The cop pulls up and jumps out of the car and shoots the kid down. And the mother says, you're not James Bond. You don't have a license to kill. And yet we see that is what they are training the local police. And we have an article up on InfoWars.com. We talked to Paul Joseph Watson about earlier. The fallout from the video that we showed yesterday from Spokane, Washington, where a sheriff's deputy was bragging about his MRAP vehicle and said that when questioned why he needed something like that, said it was for the constitutionalists. Well, now the sheriff has posted up a very long, rambling response to that, essentially attacking InfoWars. You can see that video. You can see the original video. You can see his response to that, and you can see our comments about that. But that video speaks for itself. and the context is one of a government that is training law enforcement to view everyone as a threat, to view us as all as terrorists, and to militarize the police department, and we can see how petty that has become in many areas. We'll be right back with your calls. Again, the number is 800-259-9231.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift. Secure your Secret 12 formula before December 17th at InfoWarsLife.com and receive it before Christmas guaranteed. That's InfoWarsLife.com before December 17th or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. I want to let you know about our Prison Planet TV special. I'm one of the people that hangs out there. We have a lot of anchors and reporters there on a daily basis. And, of course, that's the news every night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern from InfoWars. We also, if with your membership, you have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, a great way to give people a perspective, to wake them up, to give them a context for what's going on with the news. Right now we're running a special. It's normally $54.95. Now it's only $29.95 for a year. That's 7 months for free. If you break it down as monthly basis, that's $2.50 a month. You can share that now with up to 20 other friends or family. You can pass that password along with them. If you do that, that breaks down to just 12 cents per person per month. So take a look at that. It's a good time to an advantage for you to get it at this time of year, and it also supports our operation. We also have a special that's running for just 2 days. That's the Essential Holiday Health Pack. It's three of our Most crucial nutraceutical formulas, Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, and Silver Bullet. Right now, it's available for just $59.99. For just these 2 days, at retail, it would be $139.85. You save $79.90. That's nearly 57%. So you get all three of those, Secret 12, X2 Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet for only $59.99. That's just 2 days, today and tomorrow. And, of course, if you order something today or tomorrow by the 17th, that's tomorrow, it is guaranteed Christmas delivery. And that's a two-day special. So check that out at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to your calls right now. We've got someone calling from Germany. Eric in Germany, you wanted to talk about Hollywood on Russia. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, David. We all know that Hollywood has many, many examples of foreshadowing events that have in turn happened. For example, the X-Files and 9/11. And past weekend, I was watching an old movie. It's not old. It's from last year. It wasn't big, but it was Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, and there's a speech in it. And if you were to YouTube Jack Ryan Zero Hedge, it's the first thing that comes up. I put it on Zero Hedge a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
This will send chills up your spine. It is the creepiest thing because, you know, whoever wrote this movie, they have some creative arts degree from Berkeley. You know, they don't understand the foreign exchange market. They don't understand how to use currencies as a weapon. But when you listen to the speech, for people who know how foreign exchange works, it's the creepiest thing because it's how to destroy the American financial system. And I'm not saying the Russians would do this to us because the Russians, they have enough problems of their own. They don't need to start a war with the states, but we all know that our banker oligarchs are going to have to start a war with someone so they can distract the population from the coming bail-in, the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the stock market, which is going to wipe out everyone's pensions. I'll get off the phone and let you respond. Maybe you can take a look at the video over the next break, and I can listen to your
thoughts. Well, give us, while we got listeners on the phone, give us a gist of what they do, if you can summarize it very quickly.
Sure.
To take down the U.S. system.
Sure. The gist of the speech is that there will be a terrorist attack on the United States, and thereafter there's a terrorist attack, all the foreign exchange reserves held by Russia in United States treasuries are dumped into the open market. So for those people who don't know how the secondary bond market works, when the American government borrows money, it sells a T-bill. And this T-bill, it doesn't just stay in someone's pocket. It's like stocks. You can buy and sell them. So when there's a ton of these T-bills available, the price goes down, which means the interest rate on that note goes up. So Russia right now holds well over $100 billion worth of American T-bills. Now, one thing that's interesting is earlier this year, Belgium, a country that's very small, started purchasing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American federal debt within a very, very short window. Most speculation is that it was the Russians purchasing this debt. So let's say, hypothetically, that the Belgian purchasers plus the official Russian sovereign holdings of T-bills, the Russians have $200 to $300 billion in American debt. That would put them number four behind China, Japan, and the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. If we were to have a terrorist attack, we all remember what happened the day when the market opened after 9/11. It went down 600 points. If we were to have a terrorist attack and the next day or later that day, Russia liquidates all of their Federal Reserves, it would be the end of the petrodollar as we know it. We know that Putin wants to take down the dollar as the world's reserve currency. He's working on a SWIFT alternative. He is doing currency swaps. He's got currency swaps going with New Zealand, Australia, India, China, Brazil, and South Africa right now. He's trying to create another system that runs parallel to the dollar. You can Google this, CNN, Fox, Bloomberg. It's very, very well documented. And the idea behind this movie and behind this speech is that there's a terrorist attack, Russia liquidates the reserves. When the market, the Treasury bill market, is overwhelmed with supply, the interest rate on American debt will go up. Now, right now, the American government's paying about 2.5% to 3% to borrow money for 10 years. A 100-year average is 5% to 7%. So right now, just to service the outstanding debt, the American federal debt, it's about 11% of the annual budget, or about $300 billion per year, just interest on our debt. But this is with interest rates right now at all-time lows, 100-year lows. What happens when this interest rate goes back to the 100-year average. It's not, let's not say 5, 7, 10, let's just say 4%. A lot of people think, oh, well, we pay 2.5, you go to 4, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's a percentage and a half, we can afford that. But the bond market and the way the government is able to fund itself, it doesn't work this way. Because we're paying 2.5% right now on a 10-year note, and it's 11% of the budget.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is it's almost like, as I pointed out in the interview, it's like we got economic warfare, and it's like bombing each other's cities. I mean, I'm looking at this article from Russia. They're facing some of the same stuff you're talking about, but it's already hitting them. They're seeing their interest rates jump up to 17%, and they point out in this article from RT that the interest rate hike is the sharpest since 1998, and then they saw rates higher than 100%. And essentially, Russia defaulted on their debt in 1998. I mean, this is massive economic warfare that is unfolding right before our eyes. Both of them are going at it, Russia as well as our side. And I guess the bad thing, Eric, is that I get the sense that we're under friendly fire as well from the Federal Reserve, aren't we?
Well, absolutely. The Federal Reserve right now, they have interest rates at zero. Inflation, according to CPI, and we all know the CPI is cooked, inflation is sitting at a mere 2%, roughly. But if you look at like the Walmart Inflation Index, which measures the cost of things like food that isn't included in the CPI, it's closer to 4 or 5%. So your money sits in your bank account earning nothing.
Yeah.
But you're losing 5% of your spending power every year. You're just getting hammered. What's interesting with this foray with Russia right now is that Putin, I don't think, has returned fire yet. He's kind of taken the first assault. If we've seen the movie Kingdom of Heaven with Orlando Bloom, there was that first assault, and they wait.
Yeah.
And they wait, and we all have seen Hunt for the Red October.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
he's got a plan. He's got a long-term plan, and, you know, he's kind of like the honey badger. I mean, guy just keeps going. And, you know, so we're playing checkers and he's playing chess. But, you know, like I said before, the really scary thing to me is the fact that we are also under friendly fire from our own president, from the Federal Reserve, which is allied against us, and, of course, from the CIA's proxy, the Saudis, who are essentially attacking our own American energy independence. Thank you so much, Eric. That was very informative. Let's go to Jeremy in Colorado. Jeremy.
Hi, Dave. I'm actually glad I got to talk to you because if I remember right, you have an engineering background. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about energy independence, and in this case, particularly water fuel conversions. I know it's come up in these kinds of circles a lot, HHO, Brown's Gas, and such. But I wanted to mention a video. If you type in on YouTube, Revelation of Truth 10. Revelation of Truth 1-0, it has to be done specifically like that, or else the results will get buried in a bunch of Bible-related material.
Mm-hmm.
But it talks, it's all source video pertaining to Stanley Meyer's work and the stuff he pioneered. And I came across some other material that actually, I guess, makes it more practical and easier to understand at educate-yourself.org. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, well, with the instability in the, you know, global oil markets and energy independence and all the, and, you know, the impending disaster scenario, this is not one of those topics that can be, that we can afford to say, oh, it might be able to be, we might be able to do it, might be able to, I don't know, speculate and debate on it. It's one of those things that, I mean, as far as just getting up from underneath the thumb of, I guess, the oil cartel, so to speak.
Yeah, one of the things that was interesting about the Colder War, the book that we just talked to the author in the last hour about, was, of course, the rise of oil as an energy source. And, of course, along with it, the rise of John D. Rockefeller. He pointed out that he had a fortune that in today's dollars would be about $340 billion, saying that he was, as far as we can reliably ascertain, the richest man ever in history. He pointed out that back in the 1300s, there was a guy who owned half of the world's gold and half of the world's salt, which, of course, salt was a very expensive commodity at that time back in the 1300s. Presumably, he might have been wealthier, but, you know, you can't really correlate going back that far. But certainly, if you look at John D. Rockefeller, he was very powerful. And so what we have here is a lot of very powerful vested interests we have the largest producers of oil in the world are not the private companies, as he points out, but the national governments like Saudi Arabia. So there is a lot in the way of people coming up with energy and independence. There's a lot that's there to shut people down. Just look at what's happening to the oil shale business. I mean, even something that is kind of a side business, look at how Saudi Arabia reacts to domestic production of oil. They quickly drop prices in order to put them out of business. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight. We're here taking your calls. Before we go back to your calls, though, I wanted to point out an article that's up on InfoWars.com, The Ultimate Guide to the Mainstream Media. and American TV networks. How media pundits are interconnected with the CFR and with each other. Now, this is an article that was originally up on RT. Kit Daniels pointed out to me. We posted it up, and they have subsequently taken their article down. And I guess the question is, what was it they didn't want you to see? I don't know. But it's more than just a tale of consolidation. I think they put it back up. I was just told they put it back up. It's still a very good article. You should take a look at this because we've shown many times how consolidated the mainstream media is, being owned by only a half dozen different companies. But this also interconnects it with the CFR. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations has dominated the State Department since its inception, the early 20th century. And even though Reagan was not a member of the CFR, as soon as he got to be president, he put about 360 people, I believe, if I'm correct, from the CFR into the State Department. So they dominate our foreign policy, that particular think tank. And there's much to be said about that. We won't go into it, but look at that guide. It's up on Infowars.com, the ultimate guide to mainstream media. I think you'll find it very interesting. Lots of graphs and charts there as well. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Eleanor in Missouri. Go ahead.
Hi. I thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just comment on the first guest. I think that, the first caller. I think that he was right on with the false flag thing. But I wanted to ask you: do you think that this whole scheme can wait until the September-October timeframe that they're always pulling these?
I really don't know. I mean, when you look at all of the signs in the economic signs that are queuing up here, already we've seen a massive upheaval from this manipulation of the price of oil that's going on by Saudi Arabia. And there's a lot of we've been talking about all the different aspects of that. It's already having a massive effect on Russia's currency, on their interest rates. We know that it's having a massive effect on oil derivatives in this country. And, of course, we are all on the hook for those derivatives now. We were put on the hook by it, by the Boehner budget betrayal, along with the Democrats. They essentially have the American taxpayers underwriting this massive speculation, this gambling by the major banks. That's something that had been taken off with Dodd-Frank, and now they put that back in as part of this budget deal. So there's a lot to be that can happen out of this. And, of course, we also pointed out that they have put effective next Monday, they're going to put limits on the movement of silver and gold. Now, they didn't do that before when silver and gold were plummeting because they were dumping those. But now they're concerned, I think, that people are going to be running for safety when they see currencies collapsing, when they see the derivatives market collapsing. So I don't really know what's going to be happening, but some very, very ominous signs. What's your take on it, Eleanor?
Well, I've been looking on the Internet and, you know, look in chat rooms and stuff like that, and a lot of the people think that in February it'll all fall apart.
Well, it's hard to predict the timing, but, you know, the simple fact of the matter is, as I pointed out the other day, these banks with a little bit of lobbying, they spent a few million dollars and they got essentially $250 billion worth of insurance, depending on how you estimate the derivatives, total derivatives market. And it's hard for anybody to do that because it is so incredibly complicated. And so... Nevertheless, it's an astronomical figure, and they were able to get that insured for like $1 per $1 trillion worth of insurance that they get. Now, you can't get that from the bank because they know that you're eventually going to die. We should not be giving that to these bankers with their derivatives because we know that these derivatives are eventually going to blow up. It's just a question of timing as to what the timing is going to be, whether it's going to be in February, whether it be in this spring, or whether it's going to be next fall. Who knows? They could set things in motion that they don't have total control of. The bigger picture is that there's going to be massive chaos as the petrodollar disappears. We have forces within the United States working to make that happen. And, of course, we have Vladimir Putin working very earnestly, like I said, like a honey badger to take away the petrodollar. And he is building alliances to make that happen. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Renee in Colorado. Go ahead, Renee.
Hello, David.
Hi. You say you want to talk about illegals?
Yes, sir. I'm being terrorized by an undocumented illegal. I'm actually legally blind. I'm 53 years old, and she is not only undocumented, but was allowed to file charges against me, allegedly saying I called her something I did not. And I want to know where I stand and what can I do. I just wondered if you or any of the viewers could possibly help.
Well, we'll take calls on it. I really don't know what to tell you because we've reported over and over again how people who come here and are not citizens in this country are given rights that we as citizens do not enjoy. And we see that from everything from traffic accounts to traffic violations to other aspects. We'll be right
We're
back with more of your calls. Stay
the
with
Empire's
us.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
There's two. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're taking calls at 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to those calls in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about a two-day-only special we have, just today and tomorrow, and that is the Essential Holiday Health Pack. It's Secret 12, X2 Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet for only $59.99. That is $79.90, nearly 57% off the retail price of what would normally be $139.85. It's available for only 2 days, today and tomorrow. And, of course, if you get anything from InfoWarsLife.com by tomorrow, that is guaranteed delivery before Christmas. Again, that's a three-pack of our most crucial nutraceutical formulas, Secret 12, that's a B12 formula, Survival Shield X2, our iodine, and Silver Bullet. It's the way we support our operation, and we thank you this time of year with some Christmas specials. So that's just a two-day special. It's one of our biggest specials we've ever done. I want to go back to your calls, but before I do, I just wanted to point out just the amazing news that we see in this article. If you didn't catch the first hour, we talked to Paul Joseph Watson about his article. It's up on InfoWars.com. Police are using social media posts to determine your threat score. Your threat score. So they're notified when they pull you over if you're a bigger threat to them than the general public, which are already trained to be a threat to them. And, of course, this is based on things like your social media post, your purchasing habits. Who knows what it's based on? And we also talked about a story and I forget what location that was, but it was a couple of former police officers who were indicted because they tried to set up some city councilmen who weren't funding the police department the way the police department wanted to be funded. They were hired by a legal firm that represented 100, and it was in California, 120 different police unions in California. They hired these two guys to get dirt on these councilmen, and what they did was they followed them from a bar to home and then called up as snitches and said, hey, these guys drove home drunk. However, they didn't have anything to drink at the bar. They had non-alcoholic drinks, and they were not drunk, and this whole thing is turning into an indictment for those officers. Also, we've just learned that there is now a new Surgeon General that's been confirmed by the Senate Democrats. All the Democrats essentially voted for him. There was only one Republican who voted for his confirmation. The man is Vivek Murthy. He was confirmed by 51-43 vote yesterday. The LA Times reminds us that he believes that guns are, quote, a health care issue. Back in October 2012, Murthy tweeted that he was, quote, tired of politicians playing politics with guns and putting lives at risk because they're scared of the NRA. No, it's because politicians understand that we have God-given rights that are specifically protected in the Constitution, and those are not negotiable. We have some people who have showed up in Washington State. Now, of course, this is where we had the video yesterday of the sheriff's deputy talking about how they needed the MRAPs for constitutionalists, and there's been a pushback against that by the sheriff, essentially attacking InfoWars as being just a conspiracy site. Well, you can look at that video yourself, and you can see whether those comments are out of context. They're not. But meanwhile, in Washington State, there's something else going on. In Olympia, Washington, Gavin Symes, quote, we will not comply, unquote, pro-gun rally happened with between 1,000 and 3,000 people who showed up. Now, they're protesting a new law that just passed in the last election. That's Initiative 594, which, among other things, now requires gun owners to obtain a background check before transferring a handgun to another party, person to person. At the moment the law became effective at midnight, December 4th, a YouTube aggregator called Laughing at Liberals, I like that, L-A-L, Laughing at Liberals, posted a video showing just such a transfer taking place without the requisite background check. Now, of course, that's not being covered by the mainstream media, but that's something else that's going on in Washington. I guess that's some of those people that the sheriff is so concerned about, people who might transfer a weapon from one person to the other. And, of course, should we have licensing checks and background checks for people to exercise their First Amendment? Well, that's something that's been proposed by the Obama administration, but that hasn't they've hinted at that. And, of course, we've seen persecution of the First Amendment like we've never seen it before. One more thing on the gun issue. As we look at Sandy Hook, we've noted a lot of anomalies. Wolfgang Halbig has noted a lot of anomalies about the Sandy Hook shooting, to say the least. One of the things that was very unusual about it was that none of the families had sued. In every other case that Wolfgang had analyzed, the families would always sue for negligence, sue the school system or sue the police department. None of that happened until now. But they're not suing the government. They're suing the gun maker. The Bushmaster company, the company made the Bushmaster, is being sued by all of the families. They're not going to sue anybody for negligence. They're just going to sue the gun maker. So I guess we should start suing the car companies when somebody has an accident. But, of course, there's a lot more to Sandy Hook than that. Let's go back to your calls. Caleb in Washington, you called about the sheriff in Washington. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling. I actually reside in Spokane Valley, and the sheriff is named Ozzy Knezovich. And mm-hmm. I'd just like to point out that when you think of Washington State, you think of a liberal state. But over on the east side of Washington State, it's actually very conservative. A lot of farmers here.
Is that where he is? Where that sheriff is?
Yes, he's in Spokane Valley. It's it's right on the border with Idaho there.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, he has kept a high standard for his officers. He's actually been in quite a lot of trouble with the police union because he's gone on record firing deputies for poor behavior. But I found it interesting that in the local news here, he went on record saying that the officer misspoke and should not have used the word constitutionalist, and perhaps extremists were was a better word for the type of people that the officer was talking about.
You saw the video. Do you think it was taken out of context?
I do not. And mm-hmm. I'd like to point out that constitutionalist isn't a word that's
exactly.
It's not thrown around very often.
Where did he get that?
Vernacular.
Where did he get that? We know precisely where he got that. We've seen the reports. We've seen the training documents. We've heard the rhetoric from police departments across the country. We know where this is coming from. It's coming from Homeland Security. It's coming from the FBI. It's coming from the federal government. They're training your local police department to be militarized, to see you as a threat, and to see you as someone that needs to be put down. And, of course, anybody that talks about the Constitution, that's somebody that they need to be concerned about. Those are political enemies they perceive of their agenda. It says more about their agenda than it does about us, I believe.
Absolutely. I'd just like to also say there's going to be a rally on Saturday at the Spokane Valley Police office. So
okay,
anybody that's upset about this issue, show up.
Yes, and they can see the sheriff's reaction as well as our comments to it on that article on Infowars.com. And I believe that article also mentions that rally that's coming up on Saturday. Thank you so much, Caleb in Washington. Go to that rally. Tell your sheriff what you think. And, you know, unlike a chief of police, a sheriff actually has to stand for election. That's an important thing. So keep that in mind. Let's go to Max in Ohio. Max?
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I was going to tell you about the Sandy Hook thing. I heard that on Dr. Savage's show yesterday on the news report. Maybe Bushmaster needs to hire Wolfgang Howard to be their investigator for him.
Well, maybe if he gets a lot of big money behind him, he can actually get somebody to respond to some of his FOIA requests other than sending highway patrolmen to his house to try to intimidate him. But, yeah, it's very strange. And I don't know if you saw the debate that we had on InfoWars. I think it was on last Friday. But, yeah, it's interesting. I think there's a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered questions, and, of course, many things that we see happening as part of a false flag. There's things that we see being done over and over again. Buildings being taken down, the debris being taken away before anybody gets a chance to take a look at it. We saw that at 9/11. We also saw that with the false flags that Vladimir Putin used to get into power. They use the same types of things over and over again. And immediately when there's a terrorist attack and they have solved it, they know which group it is, and they're going to come after that group, as we saw with the Vladimir Putin false flags. They immediately pinned it on the Chechens and used it to start a short war where he could declare victory. Yeah, when we see that kind of thing, every government seems to use that. Certainly the most corrupt and criminal ones, and that's something that we see happening with our government. Did you have any other comment about that?
Well, I think the Sandy Hook thing, that's pretty gutsy, man. especially with everything that Wolfgang Hauber's pointed out. I mean, you figure that would open them up even more. Then I don't know how much Bushmaster's worth or how much they're seeking damages, but, you know, sometimes they just settle just to put it under the rug, and it's time for people to start standing up and fighting this stuff and exposing it even more.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when they sue the company, they don't have to go into the details of the shooting that much, as they would if they were suing for negligence, the school system or the police department. Then they would have to talk specifically about what was there, and that would uncover some of that. But with this allows them to do an end around and just essentially come after the company that was named as having the gun that was used. It allows them to go after them without really looking at the details of Sandy Hook. So it is kind of an ingenious strategy. We see that happening over and over again. Thank you so much. Let's go on to Dean in Florida. Dean?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead. You want to talk about the police state, it says.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk specifically a few months ago. I was in a McDonald's, and it was a Florida Highway Patrolman that came in. And I ended up handing him a little slip of paper that had, it said Infowars.com and Rutherford.org. I wanted to give him some information.
No, we're starting to lose you. Hang on a second. You said you handed this to an officer? A piece of paper said Infowars.com?
Yes, I wrote down Infowars.com's website and the Rutherford Institute's website. And mm-hmm. I handed it to the police officer. And, he got either worried or kind of upset. He gave the thing back to me, and I'll tell you, I tried to engage him in some conversation, and, he didn't want to talk about anything, and I said, what are you afraid of and all this, and he ended up telling me, well, you don't have the need to know. So something is going to happen really soon. And I mean, this is verification on an individual level, me a citizen.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, they need to understand how they're being played, and they need to understand that their family, their future is on the line as well, that they're not separate and above the rest of this country, that they're part of the country. They need to understand how they're being played by the federal government. They should get a clue when they see the government putting out these threat scores on the public, telling them that we are the enemy, giving them targets of civilians or ordinary citizens. I'm using the military terminology that we are civilians and they're somehow officers who are above all of this. And, of course, we don't have a need to know what our servants are doing, our public servants, right? Why don't we have a need to know? We pay their salary. They're supposedly working to provide security and safety for us. That's what we're being told, and yet we're not allowed to know. We don't have a need to know anything that our government is doing, and that's true from the top level all the way down to the lowest local level. That's the kind of arrogance we see coming from our government. Thank you so much, Dean. Let's move on to Chad in Washington. Chad, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up a topic that I don't really hear people talk about a lot. That's geoengineering. And I encourage people to Google Arctic methane emergency. And I don't think it's something really being talked about, but it's amongst all the scientists in that world. But I also wanted to turn you guys on to a guy named Dane Wiginton, if you don't already know who he is. But he runs a website called geoengineeringwatch.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that we talk about from time to time, and we covered it when they were just having their annual geoengineering convention. It was somewhere in Europe. I think it was in Germany. And there were papers that were being put out. And one of the papers that I covered, the guy was saying, well, these are things that we could possibly do. But then, of course, his question was, because they always like to pretend not really doing it, but it's something that they're considering to do in the future. He raised an interesting question. He said, who has the right to set the thermostat? If we have these techniques and we can use them, who gets a chance to determine what the global thermostat should be? Who gets punished? Who gets rewarded? I think that's a key question. But, of course, that's not going to be answered. Thank you so much, Chad in Washington. Let's go to Thomas in Tennessee. Thomas?
Hey, yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing good. You said you wanted to talk about constitutional issues, I think?
Yes, sir, constitutional rights. First off, I'd like to read Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution. It says, "The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. The judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in contrary or laws of any state to the contrary should be notwithstanding." And what notwithstanding is, that's a legal definition in law, and it means void of law, null. And every traffic citation is notwithstanding. And that's what they're scared of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have, in Tennessee, do you have jury trials available for you as a with a traffic violation?
According to the Constitution of the United States of America, anything with a fine of $20 or greater,
jury
trial shall be granted. So, yes, according to anywhere in America, I have that.
And I think it's very important for us to utilize that. If nothing else, even if you don't win, go to court and make an argument to the jury about jury nullification. Make their lives as difficult as possible. That's what I do when I go through the airport security. It's like, I'm going to make them do the full pat down on me. I'm not going to make their life any easier. If they're going to hassle me, then bring it on. I'll hassle them back. And I think you ought to inform your citizens, because it's something that's much bigger even than traffic violations. It applies to everything. People need to understand that juries are there to protect our rights. It's one of our best foundations, one of our best protections. It only takes one juror to strike down a law, or a law that is being misapplied or has draconian punishments in it. That's something we need to stand up for each other. You don't have to elect somebody. You just have to go be a juror and stand up for your legal rights in a jury trial. Here in Texas, if you get a speeding ticket or any kind of a traffic violation, you can check a box and say, "I want a jury trial." We'll be right back taking your calls. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. and that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this final segment, we're going to be taking your calls. Before we go back to the calls, I want to point out an article that's up on Infowars.com. The Department of Defense, DARPA, says they are developing a magic bullet that can change direction after being fired. When I saw this, I thought, Arlen Specter must be giving a thumbs up from the grave. You know, he's the guy who advanced the magic bullet theory that single shooter had a bullet that took out JFK and changed direction several times. So maybe that was something that the DOD developed decades ago, or maybe it's something that they'll have in our future. Let's go back to your calls. David in New York. Go ahead, David.
Mr. Knight, how are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Mr. Knight, I've got a story that I'd like to tell your listeners, and if it's okay with you, I've got a website where people can support the gentleman who is the subject of this prosecution
for
using a gun in self-defense. Philip here in New York was helping an itinerant guy next door, gave him food, and at one point this fella confessed that he was actually using a false name and he was a fugitive on a rape charge, that he was hiding in the woods. So my guy arranged to get the message to the police, and the police actually drafted him to try to deliver this guy to them.
I remember you called, and we got to your call at the very tail end of the show several days ago. Before we run out of time, give us the website. People can look at that, and they can contribute. They can see what the case was, because we probably won't have enough time for even if we just take your call to get to the end of it. But give us the website where they can learn about that and contribute to help this guy.
It's DavidCarlsonFund.com. DavidCarlsonFund.com.
Okay. Spell Carlson.
C-A-R-L-S-O-N.
Okay. All right, good.
And
yes, go ahead.
When the police didn't get this guy arrested after several attempts, they even launched a manhunt, which was unsuccessful. My guy put him in a car, delivered him to the police, and they still let him go because they didn't cuff him. Now, when the guy finally confronted my fella after he had eluded the manhunt, he made a citizen's arrest, walked this guy a quarter mile to a neighbor's house, and the neighbor saw what happened. He said this fella was close enough to grab the shotgun when my guy fired and killed him.
Hmm. A very different result than we would see with the police, who we've seen many times that they're not indicted even if they shoot people at a distance, merely saying that they were concerned that the homeless man, when there's eight police officers who fire 49 times, they were concerned that the homeless man at quite a distance from them might have had a knife. Okay, so people can go to that website and take a look at that. Let's go on to David in Idaho. I want to get through the callers as quick as I can. Thanks, David. Let's go to David in Idaho. You said you want to talk about police and martial law. Go ahead. Okay, sorry. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne?
Yes, sir. David, I really do appreciate you. You are a great host. Just real quick, I think it's really important that people pay attention to the whole Sandy Hook suing Bushmasters, because they're going to have to present evidence. And I think that that is a very important thing that we should keep our eyes on as a public and as news media.
Well, I hope that does happen. As I said before, I kind of think that they're going for the gun manufacturer, because that will allow them to avoid a lot of specifics just by saying that they have culpability simply because they had the gun. And, of course, if they don't want to go in and explore that, that would be something they could do. Hopefully, Bushmaster will go on the offensive and say, show us the records. Prove that that was our gun, even, that was used there, because that's even a question. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for our Prison Planet TV news. And, of course, we have a special going on right now. You can get 7 months for free if you get an annual membership for just $29.95. So that's tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.